Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into our weekly Athletic Directors, plural, podcast for AndersonRedskins.org. I'm Greg Waddell, and joined by the Wonder Twins, as we have Athletic Director Chris Newton and Assistant Athletic Director Tyler Brooks. They are together again. We were only down to one last week. It was kind of a solo effort last week, but got the guys back together. So, Newton, haven't talked to you for a little while. How was kind of that long stretch you didn't get a chance to talk to me?
I know.
Did you survive?
It wasn't good, Greg. I missed you.
You survived, I guess?
We did. We made it. Brooksy and Patty made sure I survived, but we definitely missed talking to you. And Brooksy was running the show, and I heard great things from our parents out there from Brooksy's interview last week. So I just hope not to mess it up this week.
And I don't think that's even in the realm of possibility. I think we're strong as always. So, well, before we kind of get into the spring sports, I just want to kind of remind everybody to keep an eye out on AndersonRedskins.org and all kinds of different information that we'll put up there. We've got information about this summer's golf outing coming up and how you can register for that. Out-of-season sports, sometimes you'll have maybe some messages, physicals or tryouts or whatever the case may be. So check that out. And then there's also some other big news that we need to talk about as well.
You better believe it. Yes, we are fired up big time to say we have a new head varsity volleyball coach. Lauren Olson is her name, and we are just super excited in the fact that we have seen Lauren handle our freshman team. We've seen her handle our JV team. The situation arose, and we had our head coach opening, and it was really a no-brainer. She is one of the best teachers in our building as well. She's an English teacher. She runs our SALT program. She is just a young lady that understands what high school athletics are all about, and we could not be happier and the fact that she is leading our volleyball program from here on out.
Well, there you go. So that'll be an exciting thing that she kind of came through the ranks, and she will know a lot of the girls that will be in the program too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She knows them all, and I got to tell you what, our girls are so excited. You know, we obviously try to keep some things tight-lipped around, and so, you know, we didn't share information, obviously, about the interview process and all that. And then when it just became obvious that, you know, there was no doubt about it, Lauren was our coach. When we made that announcement, our kids were incredibly excited about it. And, you know, they're diving in right now. We have just record numbers. I think we had over 30 girls.
Wow.
The other day in the weight room. In the weight room, Greg. Not out on the court.
That's
we had over 30 in the weight room getting ready to go. And she's all about little things, doing the little things right, treating each other the right way, properly being prepared, and all that. So we're just super excited that she's the leader of that program, and we know girls are going to follow her.
Well,
wherever she goes.
You can certainly hear the enthusiasm. So congratulations, Lauren Olson, the new girls volleyball coach. And so she'll just get the off-season training right now, and so she won't really get to – spring into action like all the other Wonder Twins around your school till what in the fall, but I'm sure she'll be excited to do that off-season training with a lot of the young ladies. And if you had those kind of numbers in the weight room, for goodness sakes, that bodes very, very well for the future.
Oh yeah, they're buying in. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, Greg. They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's the good Kool-Aid. That's the good stuff,
right
there. So,
and that's the battle. That is
it
the
is.
Battle.
Oh yeah,
when you got kids that can believe in you and what you're doing, then you got it.
Yep, that is absolutely 100% accurate for sure. So, well, let's get to the spring schedule and how things are shaping up. Let's take a look first. Let's start on the baseball field as looking through what happened the past week. Had a little bit of a tough week, but still not a bad start to the season thus far.
Let's see here. We did. We started off 4-0, and then we had some tough breaks. Well, I tell you what, in our first four games, we played about as solid of baseball as you could possibly play. And then, you know, you're never going to be, for 27 games, you're never going to be perfect.
No.
So, and then it all hit at once. So we've corrected those issues. We had a big win Saturday in the Reds High School Showcase, a 5-4 victory in the Reds High School Showcase versus Summit Country Day over at the Reds Urban Youth Academy.
Awesome.
And the great thing is, and Tom Gamble and those guys do such an incredible job.
Yeah.
And I actually got to speak with Coach Jones.
That's what I understand. Yeah, you and Jonesy got together.
Oh, man, that was like one of the best days in the world. I got to speak with Coach Keefe and Coach Jones, and I got to tell you what, two of the best people I know.
Good baseball night.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun. But our very own Josh Overbeek, sophomore shortstop, was named the MVP of our showcase game. So that was pretty cool. We were real excited about that.
Well, and what's really cool then, too, is that whole Reds Future High School Showcase, he'll get to be honored at a Reds game down on the field. The whole team will get to march on the field, but then he'll get honored with that MVP award and that outstanding effort for his game and that win over Summit Country Day. So what a great day that was, too, with just a beautiful weather, and couldn't have asked for a better way to have a nice big showcase kind of a day like that.
Yeah, no, you could not ask for anything better. It was awesome.
Yeah, so then as it is, though, you got to put that behind you really quick and get back to it. And you got games today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday. It's not going to stop.
Huge week. Huge week. That's right. We're home today versus Walnut. We got another league battle. Then we travel to Springboro. And then we got Bartels Road on Wednesday and Friday. So, you know, those will be big games. And so they're all big games, but, you know, those just take on a little bit special meaning because those have been guys that you play with your whole life. So those games, to me, are the greatest opportunity to go out there and play against your buddies and perform. And that's what I love about when we play Bartels Road is that opportunity. It's a lot of fun.
It is. And there's, you'll be home and home. You'll be on the road first off on Wednesday and then on your home field coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock under the lights. So not only do you get the rivalry game going on, but you're going to do it under the lights too.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet. That'll be pretty sweet. We're having some issues with the lights, to be honest with you. We're hoping all that comes through.
Okay. We'll get the extension cords out or something, or all the car headlights out there some way or another. So
it's possible. That's possible.
All right, so that is to be determined, and as far as the night game on Friday, we'll keep an eye out for that. But best of luck to baseball this week. Very, very busy week, including those rivalry games. Coming up, how about the girls' softball? See what they are up to, and an incredibly great start.
Oh, my gosh. They are, you know, again, Anderson softball for many years, quite honestly, we struggled. We struggled. And our coaches continued to work and to keep getting better. Then all of a sudden we had this year where nine little freshmen come in and are like ate up with softball. And it was an unbelievable thing to see. I mean, I'd go to games and we had nine freshmen starting in a varsity softball game. It was crazy. Well, now those freshmen have become juniors. And I got to tell you, they are so much fun to watch play. And, you know, they took a defeat this past week. They lost to Western Brown 4-3 in a great ball game. But these girls, man, they are fun to watch, and we're super excited about, you know, the rest of the year with them and watching them play, because they love the game. They just don't play the game. They love
right.
the game.
Yeah, and that's fun when you can be a part of something like that too, just from the coaching standpoint or administration standpoint, to watch it and know that they get it and they're just giving it their all, playing for the love. That's a lot of fun to watch when you can kind of – those are as easy as you would think the concept seems, it's not always easy to kind of practice that. And
Oh, no. And I tell you, Greg, we've had some really stellar performances – out of multiple girls. Stella Walker is our pitcher and hitter. She's had a great year. Mac Conley dropped a blast the other day. Allie Madden pitches and hits with unbelievable. Ellie Caldwell, too. I mean, there's so many things. But Tori Madden, I got to tell you about this girl.
Let's hear it.
Tori Madden, last Monday, she, in a game against Loveland, who's a very good team, against Loveland, she had three home runs.
What?
One of them was a three-run homer, and two of them were grand slam home runs.
And 11 RBIs.
She made the record book in the OHSAA three times.
No kidding.
Grand slams in a game, home runs in a game, and RBIs in a game.
Wow.
So just an unbelievable effort by this young lady. And it was so great to see, you know, high school teenagers can be a little wishy-washy at times. They were so excited for this young lady. Her teammates were so excited for her to celebrate in her successes. It was awesome.
That's incredible. Three home runs and 11 RBI, and they gave two grand slams. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, kid, you might not get a grand slam in your whole career, and she gets two in one game.
Yeah, it was unreal. Unreal.
Man, living life right at that point. So
right. They got a big week this week, and that they got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week. So we got Walnut, Mercy McCauley, Bartels Road, and Ursuline Academy. So we're excited about this week here.
Yep, get at them and keep the nice start going, and that'll be a lot of fun to watch as that team continues to develop through the course of the year. So best of luck to the girls' softball. Let's swing over to the field, the lacrosse side of things, and kind of get an update on both boys and girls lacrosse. How's things going there?
Boys lacrosse. I'll take boys lacrosse. And
okay.
Rooksy's chomping at the bit to get in here.
I know. We've left him out.
He says. So our boys lacrosse just had a very good win on Saturday. They took down Madeira 12-2 on Saturday. We have a brand new coach this year.
Right.
Pat Thatcher, our strength coach, was the girls lacrosse coach for a long time, and he's taken over our boys program. And I got to tell you, he's doing some great things. The kids are buying into it, and it's a slow process, but you can see the kids getting better and better and growing more confident each time they're out there. So we're back at it again tonight. We have tonight, and then we have Wednesday and Saturday. But we're tonight at 6 o'clock out at in Brown Stadium versus Cincinnati Country Day. So if people haven't seen it, it'd be a great job that, you know, it'd be nice for them to come out tonight to Brown Stadium at 6 o'clock and support these kids.
Yep.
We're battling injuries. Mm-hmm. So he's moving players around like they're chess pieces because some are coming out. He's having to do all kinds of things. I just met with a young man who such a great team player. He's having to switch positions in order to, you know, do the best for our team. And, you know, and our kids are super excited about those kind of opportunities.
Yeah.
And that happens when you face injuries.
Yeah, it does. And that shows the depth of your team and really the togetherness of a team, too, and the whole team concept put together. And to trust the process, that's the kind of the big buzzwords these days for coaches. And trying to instill what it is the right way to go about, and it's sometimes changing the culture, sometimes it's just to get back to winning ways. So
yeah you're right about that.
Yep. So well, good luck tonight, CCD, at over at Brown Stadium at the high school, and then on the road Wednesday and Friday, Walnut Hills and Talawanda coming up later on this week. As for the girls are concerned, 500 off start here for the girls thus far. Did not see what they did on Saturday, how they fare Saturday against Mercy McCauley.
They did well. They picked up a win. I believe it was 12-10 on Saturday.
Nice.
And these girls are some road warriors, man. I tell you what, they've got three road victories this year. They picked up two this past week. First one was out at Seton, and then on Saturday, Mercy McCauley. And a lot of these games are won just by some incredible team defense. They don't let girls get in the crease, and when they do, Anna Iorio comes up with some big saves. So they're a lot of fun to watch because I love watching defense. That's one of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah. It certainly – looking back through, I mean, the last two wins, only allowing four goals, that's pretty fabulous in lacrosse. To only allow four goals, that's getting at it defensively.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you are not kidding at all.
So they get the win. Go ahead.
They got the win Saturday.
Yep.
And then we got quite a few games this week. We got one at home. Finally, this seems like they play on the road a bunch, but we got a home game, two of them this week. The first one is Tuesday night versus Walnut, so that'll be a nice ECC battle. And then Springboro comes down on Thursday, and that game time is a little adjusted to to help with their travel. We're going 6 and 7:30.
Right.
Thursday night.
Yep, yep. Coming down through rush hour, trying to go down 275. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's easy. So that's not a hard process whatsoever. So, well, good luck to the ladies on the lacrosse field this week. Wish them all the best. Let's see. Turn our attention to tennis. Haven't seen a whole lot. What is going on with the tennis team for the boys this year in the spring so far?
They're fighting. They're finding ways to win. I believe they got three wins on the year so far, and they picked up a huge one last week.
Huge win.
Huge. It was at Anderson, but it was against the Bartels Roaders, Turpin High School. So it came down to the last two matches, and I believe it was Stanley and Mike Fagans picked up the wins to really seal the deal for us there. So that was a huge day. And then this week, We got four matches in 4 days.
Yeah, looking at that. Wow.
Thank goodness three of them are home. Yeah, we got Elder on Monday, Walnut on Tuesday, Seven Hills on Wednesday, and then Thursday we travel out to West Claremont. So we got a packed week this week for tennis, and they're going to just continue to find ways to win.
Well, that's exciting then for them, then building on the season to really make something special happen by the end of things. And this week will be a great test, so a lot of matches this week. We'll get updated on those coming up next week. And finally, let's get to the track. The boys and girls track team's underway now, and how are things faring there, and what's still to come?
Track is going very well. We just had our Coaches Classic. We hosted the JV Coaches Classic on Wednesday. And for those people that don't know, I mean, our track coaches – And I think most everybody knows who they are. Andy Wolf, who's a 48-year veteran at Anderson High School. And then he's in our Hall of Fame. And then Teresa Gross is our girls coach. And she's in our Hall of Fame as well at Anderson High School. And both are retired teachers. And I got to tell you, I could not imagine entrusting my child with two better people out there in this world. And just – the efforts that they go through, you know, when we host a track meet, they do so much work, and as the assistant and the athletic director here, Brooksy and myself, you know, not coming from a track background, it is so helpful to be able to rely on people like them, because you know everything is going to be done the right way, first class, at all times. And so when we host the JV Coaches Classic or anything like that, it's always first class. So Wednesday they did an incredible job with that. And then we moved on to the Varsity Coaches Classic, and we just had some great things. We had one young lady, Annabelle Clayton, who set the new senior class record in the 1600 meter run.
Nice.
I mean, just Morgan Gaskins had a great run. She moved up. Megan Sullivan just continues to do great things out there running around. And if you have not yet seen a track meet and watching Megan Sullivan run, I got to tell you, it's one of the most enjoyable things ever. It's like a gazelle out there running around in a circle. It's unbelievable. It makes you kind of jealous that a human being is allowed to do incredible things like that.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that comparison there. So,
that's a good
comparison. So.
Yeah. But Paige Eliff just became our sophomore record holder in the shot put as well. So we get a lot of different, you know, people stepping up, and from the boys' side, Will Thomas and Ben Lindblad and those guys with their long distance run. And so it's always Riley Orth from the shot put. He won the Milford Invitational. He was actually up for Player of the Week, Cincinnati.com Player of the Week last week. Riley Orth was, as well as Megan Sullivan.
That's so excellent.
Yeah, and check this out now, Greg. We had, if you have one player up for Player of the Week, it's pretty cool. Last week we had three, Riley Orth, Megan Sullivan, and Tori Madden. We had three individuals up for the Cincinnati.com Player of the Week.
Well, hopefully Redskin Nation was voting for them.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun out there. So we're getting tremendous representation by our kids and our school, and we just couldn't be happier.
Well, it starts at the top, guys. The Wonder Twins. It is just so much fun to talk to these two as they get at it. Newt Brooksy, Chris Newton, the athletic director, Tyler Brooksy, assistant athletic director. And again, the golf outing on the front page of the website, you can see that. That is coming up in June. That, obviously, a big fundraising deal to help kind of fund what it is you guys are trying to do all year long, too.
Oh, yeah. And the neat thing, too, about it is all the stuff that goes behind the scenes is you know, like that is our, that's a huge football golf outing. Danny Albers, who's in charge of our alumni association, I mean, just does incredible things behind the scenes, all to benefit our kids.
Yep.
We had a mulch sale for the football mothers club. Football team did a mulch sale. They sold over 7,000 bags of mulch.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, and let me just tell you something. Our head football coach is not a mulch guy, so that was all run by the parents.
Yep.
And
yep.
You know, that's what people don't understand is the effort that, I mean, it's a total family situation.
Yep.
Here, and the parental support that we get is like no other school. I can't imagine any other school having it. But our football moms, and there's too many. I know I'd leave somebody out, but I will say Sherry Snyder is, you know, she's the leader of our football touchdown club, and the organization that she had everybody in on Friday or Saturday morning here distributing 7,000 bags of mulch.
That's crazy.
It was clockwork.
Ugh.
It was absolute clockwork, and those moms and dads getting after it. It was a lot of fun to see.
Well, you love the family effort, just the camaraderie that it brings out between families, and again, and it's all to go to support these kids and what it is that you're giving them an opportunity to do and better themselves, better their lives, and you know, in a lot of cases, getting a chance to go on and play at the next level, playing once they get into college. So
yeah.
That is so tremendous to hear that. So, well, congratulations to everybody involved with all that, because that's another big teamwork worth of the effort, just putting something like that together. So,
oh, huge.
Yep.
Huge.
Seems to be an ongoing theme with all the folks at Anderson, so love it. So,
and we just finished, and I don't know if Brooksy talked about our Redskin rally. We just had that a couple weeks ago. And I got to tell you, another thing, our booster organization, Tom Terciano and Andy Camden and Sherry Snyder, Jenny Gavin, Angie Zoglio, the bash that they threw together was like no other. We had it at Ivy Hills and Country Club. And, again, it's all the behind-the-scenes effort. You know, it's things like that allowed us to be able to have the nicest weight room in the state of Ohio in a high school. You know, those individuals, the extra time and effort that they put in for the love of our kids. And it doesn't get any better than that. But that was an awesome night. We had a blast with that as well. So it's a good time to be a Redskin. Good time to be a Redskin. And we benefit tremendously from our parents, that's for sure.
Well, thank you to each and every one of them. The volunteers can't live without them. So they mean so much, so much to all the different programs. And doesn't matter if it's the spring sports right now or all. I mean, you got the football moms working for the fall. I mean, it just never stops. So,
nope.
Well, congratulations to all of them. That sounds like a very cool thing. And we wish everyone the best of luck in the competitions this week, whatever they may be playing. And Wonder Twins, nice job today, kind of bailing me out through here. And as always, the enthusiasm is much appreciated. And you can tell, and I'm sure that translates to the field. So nice job, guys.
Well, it was good to get back with you. I've missed you, Greg.
Right, back at you, Newt.
So, all right.
You guys are great. Chris Newton, Tyler Brooks, they are the Wonder Twins, athletic director, assistant athletic director at Anderson High School. And I'm Greg Waddell for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.